हरे कृष्णा। बी फेथफुल बट बी वॉचफुल टू। समटाइम्स पीपल थिंक दैट हैविंग फेथ इज समथिंग विच इज अनरीजनेबल, विच इज डन ओनली इन द रिलीजियस सर्कल्स एंड इन साइंस वी डोंट रिक्वायर फेथ। हाउएवर एक्चुअली साइंस ऑल्सो रिक्वायर्स फेथ। सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल, if we consider the process of scientific growth of knowledge, the scientists, when they postulate the existence of some fundamental particle, now initially when they come up with the postulation, they have faith that such a particle exists. They have not seen that particle, they have not yet done any experiments that vindicate the existence of that particle. They simply at this stage accepting on the basis of faith that there might be such a particle. They're not having faith that the particle exists, but they're at least having faith in the possibility of the existence of such a particle. And then after having this faith, what is the next step that they do? They actually move forwards towards being watchful. They design controlled experiments in which they create conditions which would lead to some parameters which would point to the existence of that particle. And in order to ensure that no other factors come in and corrupt their observations, they control the environment. So that means while they're controlling the environment, they are being watchful. So science in the process of experimentation requires one to be faithful initially to start the experiment and watchful while doing the experiment. And then it becomes fruitful. They may realize that actually, oh, this particular particle does exist because this is what the control experiment has proven. So now spiritual life also involves something similar. You know, we also need to practice spiritual life, and for that we need faithfulness. And Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, 39th text, Shraddha va labhate jnanam tatparah sanyate indriyah ज्ञानम लब्ध्वा पराम शांतिम अचिरेणाधिगच्छति। सो इसे श्रद्धावाल, वन हु इज फेथफुल, लभते ज्ञानम, सच ए पर्सन एक्वायर्स नॉलेज, तत्परः संयते इंद्रियः, दैट पर्सन आल्सो नीड्स टू बी तत्परः, फोकस्ड ऑन दैट एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ, गिवन डिवोटेड टू दैट एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ, संयते इंद्रियः, दैट पर्सन इज रेगुलेटेड वन सेंसेस, ज्ञानम लब्ध्वा पराम शांति, एंड वंस वन गेट्स द ज्ञान देन वन विल गेट पराम शांति, द सुप्रीम पीस, एंड अचिरेण अधिगच्छति, वन विल गेट अचिरेण, विदाउट मच डिले अधिगच्छति, वन विल अटेन दैट। सो एसेंशियली व्हाट हैपेंस इज दैट बाय द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ भक्ति वी मूव फॉरवर्ड्स and we move towards Krishna and we attain Krishna. So when we have to have Shraddha at that time, what is the faith? That there is some higher reality, that actually Krishna exists. This is the faith. And if Krishna is the source of all happiness, as the bhakti theory tells us, then the experiment is, if you practice bhakti yoga, then we will actually experience that higher reality. We'll experience a higher purification because Krishna is the supreme unchanging reality. Contact with Him will give us security, will give us peace. So when we connect with Krishna, we experience this peace. So what we have to do is, this is the experiment which we have to do. So we first with the faith that there is some higher reality. And then while doing the experiment, we need to be watchful. Watchful means we want to move our consciousness towards Krishna. Tatparaha we need to do. Direct our consciousness towards Krishna. And therefore, we need to purge from our consciousness those factors which will contaminate the consciousness, which will bring the consciousness down to the sensual level. They said there can be contaminants which interfere with the controlled experiment. Similarly, there can be contaminants which interfere with the controlled consciousness that is striving to move towards Krishna. And pertinently, this verse says, Sanyate Indriyaha, we regulate our senses. So when we regulate our senses, then we are able to perceive that, oh, I'm not getting any sensual pleasure, and we are watchful in ensuring that sensual stimuli don't encroach into our consciousness. When we do this, then we will slowly observe that our consciousness becomes enriched with Krishna, with his sweetness, with his love, and we experience great peace, as the verse says, the peace that passeth all understanding, as the Bible says. It is sublime peace of absorption in Krishna. Jnanam labdhva param shantim. So this, when it happens, when we experience a sublime peace and fulfillment, that is not experienceable by any other method, then we understand that, oh, I have connected with Krishna. And Krishna exists for real. In the laboratory of our consciousness, QED, Quaterra Demonstrandum, Krishna becomes vindicated as a higher reality. And thus, by cultivating the combination of faithfulness in pursuing a higher reality, even if it is invisible, and being watchful in protecting our consciousness from contaminating influences, we can attain, by the combination of being faithful and joyful, the fruit of, by the combination of being faithful and watchful, we can attain the fruit of becoming joyful. We can attain the supreme fulfillment of love for Krishna and absorption in Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.